So, tonight, folks, as I like to do on the Fridays, I've got a live band in studio for your listening enjoyment. Tonight, just for you listeners, Conquer Monster.
We'll be right back.
right, folks. 90.9 FM, KRCL. That is Conquer Monster playing live right here in the KRCL studios. Oh, man. I hope you felt that. That was pretty awesome. We're going to talk to them for a few minutes and then figure out what makes them tick. And then we'll have them play a few more songs. 90.9 FM, KRCL, Circus Brown here. This is Not a Sideshow. And tonight, live in the studio, we've had Conquer Monster play a couple of songs. And they're going to play a few more. Nice performance. Thanks for coming down tonight.
Thanks, Circus.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So, just introduce yourselves. We got Josh and...
Daniel.
And Daniel. You guys, I'm really blown away by what you did tonight. And Daniel, I just got to ask you, you were Framptoning your keyboard.
Yeah, that's a vocoder.
A vocoder for your is that like a CPAP system? Do you have to like clean it like an in-home CPAP system?
If I do, I never have.
Yeah, you should care about your health, man. Give that thing a nice cleaning every once in a while. You never know what kind of bacteria is growing in your vocoder. So tell me about Conquer Monster.
Well, Josh and I like to make electronic music, and we've been doing it in basements for a few years now, and we just released our album Metatransit last October.
Yeah. It actually follows a comic book that we worked with some local artists to create, and so I guess one way you can look at our album is the soundtrack to a four-part miniseries, a sci-fi comic.
So, is it like when you line up Dark Side of the Moon and The Wizard of Oz? Should you read the comic book as you're listening to the album?
If you can read very slowly, that would work out, probably.
Comic books are a pretty quick read. So, is this... this is part one, this comic book. The album covers the entire comic book? Or do you have another album and another comic book coming? Or just another comic book coming out?
So our current album covers all four comic books. They're not out yet, though. We just have the first one. Sure. We're hoping the second one will come out this summer.
So is it like Game of Thrones and you know how it's going to end?
Yeah.
But you got to get it written before before it's all over?
That's true.
Yeah.
If you go to our live shows, I tend to hint about a lot of the parts that come later as I describe the songs we play, so...
Well, give me the 10,000-foot view of this. What are we looking at for this comic book? What is it about? Is there a monster you're trying to conquer?
So it's set in the future, and there's just a network of planets who are controlled by corporations, and each side has their own assassins, and the main character Brandon Lau is one of those assassins, but he starts to realize that he doesn't want to kill people anymore. And so it turns into him
assassin
trying...
with a heart?
Yeah. So okay. It turns into him trying to get away from his bosses.
And there's a special feature called Metatransit.
Yeah. Mm. You take it.
Yeah, you can gather from that what it means.
Is it like wormholes?
It's just a trap. I guess for lack of a better term, it's like trans, I don't know, just
it's
a way
a form
to
of traveling.
Transportation, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Through sound waves.
All right, I'm hooked. I'm a big science fiction guy, so I am definitely into this. This sounds awesome. So we've got the next comic book coming out this summer.
Yeah.
And you guys have some live shows coming up?
Yeah, we have a show at Urban Lounge on May 10th. We're playing with a really cool electronic artist named The Range, and he's touring with a hip-hop artist named Rome Fortune. So we're really excited about that show. And then on May 12th, we're playing at Kilby Court, and it's an electronic local showcase with The Brocks and Two Nations.
Nice.
Two Prevo bands that can rock the house.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got... when are we going to have parts 3 and 4 come out of this comic book. I only collect one comic book right now, so I got plenty of time for comic books.
So everything's pretty much finished. It's just how fast can you draw at this point?
Sure.
We're collaborating with Black Omen Comics. They're printing the second one right now. So we're hoping for Comic-Con for the release, probably. We debuted the album in the first comic at last year's Comic-Con.
You guys are ready to play a few more songs for us?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, folks, if you haven't seen, I posted a picture on my Instagram, my Facebook, and I think I tweeted it as well, of your guys' setup. If the listeners want to check it out, you guys have 3 keyboards.
Yeah, we can talk about our gear for a second.
You've got a couple Commodore 64s, which are the greatest early mid-80s gaming machine ever, which I think it's awesome you're using them as for music. Laptop, TV, VCR. Why do you need so much equipment? Why is it so complex?
Don't forget Game Boy.
Yeah. Oh, you've got a Game Boy in there, too.
Yeah, there's a Game Boy in there.
All right.
You'll hear that on the last track we played tonight.
Cool. And is your guys' comic book and album available locally? Anywhere?
Yeah.
Easily to be found?
Yeah, we've tried to put it everywhere that we can.
Yeah. It's at Diabolical is the place that has it.
Okay.
Most comic book shops in Salt Lake have been willing to carry both the album and the first issue of the comic book.
Was it hard talking those geeks into that?
No, not at all.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Did you have to talk anime with them for a while to just ease your way in?
This is the good part about collaborating with another team. So Black Omen Comics did all the comic book shops. We did all the record shops.
Oh, nice. That's good. So let's talk a little bit more about your setup here. What's with the Commodore 64s?
I mean, I've always just loved the sound of old video game stuff, and I really like Nintendo sound, but it's like Nintendos and Game Boys, but it feels a little overplayed sometimes. And so, like, then late in life, I discovered Commodore 64, and it still kind of had that nostalgic charm to it, but it wasn't what I was used to, at least. Because I didn't grow up having a Commodore 64. I had, like, Nintendo.
Me either. I had an Apple IIe. So. What a piece of junk.
I have one of those, too, that I use. But, yeah.
It's an impressive setup. I like how you guys roll. It's
really
cool.
Yeah, so if you hear a hum during the set, those are the Commodores.
Yeah.
And their analog goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited for you guys to play some more. Got about five minutes worth of music, like 2 songs. Is that enough time to get you guys set up again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And where are you playing again? You got May 10th,
we're playing at Urban Lounge, and then May 12th, we're playing at Kilby Court. You can also catch us at the Utah Arts Festival this summer, Craft Lake City. The best place to find out more information is our website, just conquermonster.com.
Excellent. Thanks a lot for coming down, you guys.
Thanks.
Conquer Monster coming up in just a few minutes, folks, right here on 90.9 FM KRCL. Live in the studio, Conquer Monster. We'll be right back. 90.9 FM KRCL. Folks, that's Conquer Monster, played live right here in the studio. Thanks for coming down, you guys. They'll be playing May 10th at Urban Lounge and May 12th at Kilby Court. Conquer Monster, conquermonster.com. Beautiful, beautiful album. Awesome comic book. Excited to see what else comes out.